whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
But yeah, no doubt, Pete Alonso made a... We wouldn't be having that fun... Like, it wouldn't have been the same feeling around the Mets if they would have lost that wild card series to Milwaukee. Losing the wild card series to Milwaukee after winning game one compared to beating the Phillies, having that grand slam from Lindor, and then taking the Dodgers to where they took them, the difference in where the Met fan would have felt about this team is enormous, no doubt. That was a huge home run. It's the biggest Met home run of the year. No, in my mind, without question. Alonso's home run, especially considering who he was, I mean, you know, who Pete is and the circumstances of how bad he was and how unclutch he was all year, to have that moment in that, and hit that home run off of that closer. Let's also, again, MLB the Shredder, you might think it's a stupid thing where they put together their list, through analytical data, and they run it through the Shredder machine and come up with the best player at each position. The best reliever in all of baseball was just put to be Devin Williams, the new Yankee closer and former closer of the Milwaukee Brewers, who he hit that home run against. So you're talking about one of the, whatever you think of him, one of the hardest pitchers in baseball to hit. He hit a game-saving home run, and it spurned them all the way to the National League Championship Series, of course. Made the money, made everyone, every Met fan feel completely different about the way the season ended. I mean, you know, it got Jerry Seinfeld telling me that he didn't even want Juan Soto, and he was happy to drink Yankee tears. Like, it was just a great all-around Met season. And it wouldn't have felt the same without that home run. Absolutely. And that's why I'm just saying, I'm not saying the Mets are doing anything wrong. Because if you want to be honest, I personally think you can make one hell of an argument that they're better off not signing him. Their offense was the seventh best. They scored runs. For a time there, they were as potent as anyone, and they had as many above-average major league hitters in their lineup as any team in baseball. They scored a ton of runs. They just added Juan Soto. They replaced Pete Alonso for Juan Soto. And I know Jesse Winker, Iglesias, there's still guys who are missing from this team. But ultimately, the core of the team lost Pete Alonso and added Juan Soto. And their offense was pretty damn good last year. And the owner has shown the ability to spend for the big free agent and two at first base, if you include the Japanese star, two big-time young free agents at the first base position, including Vladimir Guerrero Jr., are going to hit the market next year. And I don't think right now there's a mandate to win the World Series this year. I mean, I guess, you know, at this point, once you join the ranks, if you're going to take this town, if you're going to, shift the dynamic of big brother, little brother, then every year is win the World Series or bust. But you've got a young executive in Stearns. You got a young head coach. You got a young manager. You've got an owner who just bought the team not too long ago, who's got deep pockets for forever. You just signed your stud free agent signing Juan Soto for the next 15 years. I mean, it's not like you're desperate for offense. You just added Juan Soto. You go at it. To me, you add Tanner Scott at the back end of the bullpen. You go compete for a World Series this year. And then next year, the owner's going to be willing to spend $600 million on Vladimir Guerrero. And now you've got those two back-to-back. Think of that 3-4. Think of Lindor, Soto, Vladimir Guerrero, Vientos. Think of that top of the lineup for the next, Lindor isn't getting any younger, I suppose, but Vientos? Think of that three, that powerhouse threat in the middle of that lineup. If Vientos is going to become what we think he's going to become and what he did last year, and then even in the postseason, he was amazing. Think of how great Vientos was this year, and he can only get better at how young he is, how young Soto is, and how young Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is. You're talking about 10 years of Soto, Guerrero, and Vientos. That's a hell of the middle of the lineup for the next 10 years. That is a powerful middle of the lineup for the next 3 years. Not so great defensively, although Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is a pretty good first baseman. But like that makes a lot more sense than to me than even getting Pete Alonso. All I'm saying is I'm tired of hearing, hey, Pete, don't you know how much it benefits you? Hey, Pete, why don't you do this? Hey, Pete, just play ball. Hey, Pete, they offered you a contract. You didn't have a great year. You got to do what you got. Like, if the Mets want him, if the Mets are in, if this is the World Series year, if the Mets are going to be a family, if the Mets are going to do right by their guys, if the Mets are going to give the fans what they want and the guys they want, and, you know, there's value, too, to having Pete Alonso in the same uniform, breaking records, doing all these things, hitting 500 home runs in a Met uniform. There's value to that for this franchise. And before we start going crazy about how the hell could he want 6 years, how the hell could he want this, how the hell could he want that, they offered him 6 or 7. And after 1 year of 34 home runs, being an all-star, and hitting the biggest home run of the most fun season the Met fan has ever seen, you're going to tell him he's worth half the amount of years? I can see why he's not thrilled about it.